Good evening. We want to welcome you to Little Swatara Church of the Brethren. We're so thankful, so joyful that you have joined us for the celebration of the birth of our King and Savior. I'm going to say unto us, and you're going to say a child is born. And then I'm going to say a child is born, and you're going to say unto us. Let's see how we go. Unto us, a child is born. Indeed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this joyous occasion to gather together to celebrate the birth of a baby. Lord, we are just incredibly thankful to know that you sent your one and only Son to this earth to walk in our shoes, to experience the same foods that we experience, and to go through the same emotions that we've gone through. Father, we pray that you would just meet each and every single one of us exactly where we are tonight. You know the pain that we're experiencing, Lord. You know the joy in our lives. But we come here, whether broken or whether all together, and we seek your face. And we ask you to minister to us through song, to minister to us through narratives. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that we would leave this place changed, impacted for the difference that you have made in this world. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming as a baby born in a manger. And all God's children said, amen.
Thank you.
for our offertory thought this evening, I thought I'd share one of my favorite songs with you. It's called Christmas Offering. And don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. It goes, "Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Priests. I bring an offering of worship to my King. And might I add, you have each brought a beautiful offering of worship to your King this evening. And now at this time, we ask you to bring your offerings of monetary gifts before our King. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the abundant blessings that you provide in our lives. Father, we thank you for the way you provide when we're not certain how things will meet. But Lord, you are a God that is abundant, that shares with our weaknesses and shares with our strengths. And we pray, Lord, this offering would go to further your kingdom, would go to allow your good news to go forth. We thank you for each giver. Bless them. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Excuse me, miss. Those lights are too bright for my eyes. Truth is back. I don't remember when it first started, the feelings, the sounds. In the wind, I heard music and voices. I had dreams, and not just at night. As I grew older, I realized that I was hearing the voice of God. That terrified me. I knew what our people often did to prophets. In the year that King Uzziah died, my fear left me. I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and he asked me, whom should he send? And I answered, send me. From that time on, there were times that he spoke in words and symbols so powerful that I would fall to the ground, my ears ringing with his prophecies. And then there were the words he spoke to me that were so beautiful that I wanted to sing them. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See how darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. For unto you a child is born. Then there were the words that seemed to make no sense. Words like, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. What could such a thing mean? Except that all nature bows to the will of God.
Rebellion in the human. shouting everywhere, revolutions in the air. There is no peace in Bethlehem. The tax collectors here again. The town is filled with strangers, and there's no room, and no peace.
No.
Take what life gives you and you try to make the best of it. That's what life's about, right? Well, life didn't give me much. I was born in this town, this refuse dump for Judea, this dung heap at the end of a caravan trip from Gahana. With the Roman's boot on my neck and poverty and this filthy inn I had to run, life was pretty grim. City of David. Now there's a laugh. Old King David left here long ago and hasn't been back in these parts for quite some time. My wife and I tried to make a home for our children, but what kind of home can you build over an inn filled with smelly straw, cutthroats, and armies of vermin? The rats that burrowed in the straw were the cleanest guests in my establishment. And then there was the cursed Roman census. That's another joke. Census. It was simply another tax. At least I got to fill the beds and tables and under the tables and the floors with extra people. I made a few denarii, almost enough to pay the taxes, but not enough to escape from here. And then that night, there was a knock at the door. I was so tired that I started shouting, "Go away! We're full! Are you blind? It's late! There's no room! There's no room in my inn." That poor young woman, just a girl really, how could I turn her away? Even animals find a place to have their young. I remembered when my wife had our Nathan, and my heart was touched. I offered what I had, just a stable, but it was dry and away from the people. The stable had better clientele than the inn.
Thank you.
prophecy was fulfilled. O Bethlehem Ephrathah, you were but a small Judean village, yet you will be the birthplace of my King, who was alive from everlasting ages past.
Or any female relative. Only a carpenter good at fixing things, Only Joseph stood with me. His rough carpenter's hand gently placed that new life on my breast. I looked into the face of flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone, and spirit of God. As I looked at my precious new baby boy, so small, so helpless and still wet, he seemed to glisten or glow. I turned my head to look out of the stable's one window, my eyes filled with tears of joy and the moon and stars blurred into shimmering light. As I drifted off, I heard the doves in the rafters cooing, but it may have been the morning stars or even angels singing his name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was a small child, and my father let me go with him to spend the night in the fields above Bethlehem to protect the newborn lambs. During our watch, I had dozed off leaning against my father. Suddenly, he jumped to his feet and dumped me on the ground. I thought we must have overslept because the sun was still up. But as I gathered my senses, I realized that it was still night, and yet the sky was filled with colors and dancing light and music. We heard a voice like a temple trumpet call out, "Fear not. For unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord." And the angels sang and laughed and praised God, and then faded like a morning mist in the warmth of a sunrise. I saw the baby that very night. His mother was holding him, and we all stood around him in the silent circle, too awestruck to speak. I never forgot that night. A year or so later, I was with my cousins tending the flock when I saw a dust cloud on the horizon. As the procession drew near, I was amazed to see a great caravan of exotic strangers. I smelled something strange, out of place. No, it was not the camels. It was a familiar odor that had smelled in the temple. Incense. Frankincense. The pungent smell of frankincense mixed with the sweet smell of myrrh. Trance-like, I followed in the wake of these ships of the desert, inhaling foreign fragrances. The caravan stopped at a small house that was next to a carpenter shop. I watched as these travelers bow very low before this ordinary woman, as though she were royalty. She was holding a very young child in her arms. I would not have known who the child was, except that I recognized his mother. It was the baby from the manger, the little Messiah. Not only did the shepherds know of his birth, now wealthy men from the east knew, and angels, and his young mother, and a carpenter. The word was spreading. The Messiah was here.
Not stop with them, and I don't believe it will stop with us. I'm here to tell you that I have walked long, frightening miles in the dark. I kept choosing to live a lie, pretending everything was fine, great, when it really wasn't. I kept choosing the dark because I thought that no one could see what a failure I was if I could wrap myself in the concealing cloak. One day during rehearsals for a Christmas pageant, of all things, it dawned on me that this story was true for all times. Not only did God become flesh and dwell among us 2,000 years ago, but even as we were acting out the story, it was incarnation time again. The Word was dwelling in us, in me. The light of the world was kindled for us in a manger made of dry, rough, hewn boards and filled with straw. That's the stuff from which fires are made. The light ignited that straw, and the manger burst into flame and set the city of David on fire. It shines like a beacon across time to light the way for those who walk in the darkness. Hallelujah! The light shines.
Great light, great light.
this Christ child, was born for every single one of us. There's no exceptions. There's no one left out. Often we write ourselves off. We think, the Lord couldn't have been born for me. But this couldn't be further from the truth. The Lord was born that we might have new life. This Christmas, let us rejoice. Let us celebrate what God has accomplished through sending his son, Jesus, to be born in a manger, to grow in wisdom, to grow in stature, to one day die on a cross for each and every single one of us. May we find that new creation in this baby born this day. Go in peace. Go with joy. Go in love.